my son, who's crazy to think now that we're in 24, in like 4 months, he'll be 2, which is wild. I don't want every weekend to be a wedding. So that was my big push to want to find something else.
Hey, boudoir photographers. Are you ready to be totally booked out with high paying clients? I'm Tracy Lynn, and I went from side hustle photographer to running a $1 million boudoir photography business, working just 30 hours a month. That's right, just 30 hours a month. On this podcast, I tell you how I did it and how you can too. So this episode is very, very exciting. If you are new to this podcast or new to my world, I have what's called Six Figure Simplified. It is my high-level group program and one of my favorite programs that I have. And today I had one of my students, Carly, come on and just talk about her experience altogether in the program, what she thinks of it, all the things. So I am very excited to introduce you. She is from, I believe, Maryland, and she has been a photographer for 10 years. She started in weddings, transitioning over to boudoir, and I'm just very, very excited to let you hear what she has to say about her business, about her experience in the program, and just about her experience with photography in general, her life, and all the things. So I think I am going to keep the introduction short and sweet and go ahead and introduce you to Carly. So how did you get started in photography? Like, where did you actually get your start?
Yeah, so I always forget to like add the years because I've been saying 10 years forever and now I realize it's been more than that. So I actually started, like, my very first session was when I was in high school and a friend of mine asked if I'd take her senior portraits. So I think that was in 2010, 2011. And I had been playing around with the camera for a little while at that point. I lived on 10 acres with a pond. And so I'd had lots of photos of like butterflies and flowers. I never thought of photographing people, but she asked. And I remember distinctly, like, as she was driving or before she was leaving, we're standing in the driveway and she's like, well, what do I owe you? And I was like, oh, it's fine. Like, I was just doing this for fun. And I think she gave me like $50 or something. And I remember as she was driving away, my mind was like, well, wait, if she paid me, then somebody else will probably pay me. And then I've done it since then, like through college. Yeah. It was always just kind of an income generator since then.
That's awesome. Yeah. So how long have you actually had a photography business, like wedding photography, where you would actually consider it like a paid, this is my job?
This is my gig. So I did my first wedding in 2014, which is really cool because this year marks 10 years. Yeah. And then I actually formed like my LLC in 2018, I think. Mm-hmm. So I did do some one-off things here for a while, before I actually like made it legit in that way. Mm-hmm. And then I went full time. So I actually like quit my corporate job and did this full time in June of 2020. So in the midst of the pandemic, COVID. I was like, oh yeah, I'll just let go of my study and start this instead.
Yeah, you might as well. The whole world ended up.
Honestly, it was so funny because it was actually such a great year for me, even though there was so much in the world going on. It was like, I think it almost gave me permission to be like, I don't know what's happening externally, so I'm just going to control what I can control. Right. And I can't sit in that office job anymore. And in that, so I left in June, and in a matter, I'd actually already done this before I left my job. I booked like 30 weddings in about 45 days. And that was what gave me permission to be like, okay, I've now replaced my income for the next, because I booked, you know, weddings book far out. So I'd already booked up the year for 21. And that was kind of like, okay, I can actually make this happen.
That's awesome.
It was crazy. So
when did you actually decide to add boudoir?
Yeah, so I added boudoir. My first session I did was in 2019. And it was not even per my thought process. I just had somebody reach out to me. And the funny thing, I hadn't even worked with her before. It's not like I'd done her wedding or I'd done a family or anything. And she asked if I did boudoir. And I was like, no, but, you know, I'll try it. And she brought her own makeup artist like to my house, and we did it at home or at my home. And then she referred a friend. So in a matter of like 2 months, I did, you know, two sessions, mm-hmm. and it literally just snowballed from there. Like, I think because of the nature of the session, it naturally encourages people to refer friends. It's an experience right. they want to talk mm-hmm. about. So since 2019, I've probably done like over 100 sessions just naturally, I guess.
That's awesome. So yeah. Are you trying to totally get out of weddings now and switch to boudoir?
Eventually, yes. I don't know if I'll ever completely be able to let go of weddings because there is something mm-hmm. I still love about them. But my vision would be like, I'd love to just do like 4 to 6 maybe a year mm-hmm. of people I really want to work with that are like right. super ideal client venues that I love that are paying a premium price that it makes mm-hmm. it worth it because yeah. I do like that world, but not enough to want to do 30 weddings a year.
Right.
That's what I've been doing in the past. So mm-hmm. I have, you know, that's what I have my son who's crazy to think now that we're in 24 in like 4 months, he'll be 2, which is wild. Wow. I don't want every weekend to be mm-hmm. filled with weddings. So that was my big push to want to find something else.
And I think that's what happens with a lot of wedding photographers. They get yeah. burnout and mm-hmm. they're just ready to spend time with their family over yeah. every single weekend at weddings. So,
yeah.
And I think that's when boudoir looks even more enticing.
Yes. And I've never had pushback with boudoir for mm-hmm. women wanting, like being able to shoot during the week. You know, yeah. other sessions, yeah. like family sessions, you still get people saying like, oh, I can only do the weekend mm-hmm. or even engagement sessions sometimes. But boudoir, nobody gives pushback. And I think some of it is because they can more easily tell their partner, like, I'm at work. Yeah,
exactly.
and fit it in during the day rather than awkwardly mm-hmm. like leaving on a Saturday. So that's helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I also think that they just seem to respect our boundaries mm-hmm. a little bit more, especially yeah. if you are like niched down. I just yes. think that boudoir is just the best genre, but also the easiest genre to work into your lifestyle.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's funny because I think you're right. I think people do respect it differently. And maybe there's just this mm-hmm. sense of, because I've had a lot of clients come to me too that have wedding photographers that come to me for boudoir because their wedding mm-hmm. photographer doesn't do it. And yeah. I'm like, it is one of the easiest things yes. to, I don't know, just jump into. And
right.
I love it.
I agree for sure. So how long did you try to grow the boudoir business before you decided to actually seek help?
So like I said, my first session is in 2019 and I've just kind of like naturally brought them on since then. I did partner up with a makeup artist and he does such a nice job of like mm-hmm. encouraging me to do more boudoir. Actually, I think I didn't really realize all the benefits we just talked about until he was kind of putting it in front of me, like, hey, we can do multiple people in a day, we can do mm-hmm. a theme session, we can run a sale. So it was actually kind of some of his energy that helped me realize that. But I will say I started getting myself into the position of trying to do more at a lower price point and then mm-hmm. getting myself kind of burned out of it. So yeah. We probably fell into that some of last year. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what kind of made me realize this isn't going to be sustainable. I will say completely randomly, rather, I was driving home from a session and I was listening to podcasts. That's mm-hmm. how I found you. So I was listening to podcasts, which here we are.
This exact podcast.
Yes. It's so funny. I don't know why it just clicked for me. Mm-hmm. And part of it, and we've talked about this in the program, like mm-hmm. I struggle with my money mindset and
right.
we've struggled financially for a while now. And so I think you had shared a podcast about like making X number of dollars a month and only working so many hours. And I'm like, uh-huh. I'll listen to that one.
Yes.
So as I was listening to it and you were kind of going through your process, I was like, oh, well, I already have this boudoir backing and I'm, you know, I'm already in that industry, but I don't have a system. And it started making me realize mm-hmm. like, I don't have the system. I don't have the really that, like you just yeah. laid it out so clearly. in a way that I hadn't thought of doing it. So it was really honestly that podcast that was like, oh, I should probably.
I love hearing that.
With that.
I will link that in the show notes, yes. Guys, so that you can go listen to that one.
That's your trigger right there.
Right. But yeah, that, I mean, I think that that's what the program Six Figure Simplified it is. It's just like, here's how to do it so that you get your time back, but still make money, because we all started our business to not have to work so much. Like, we did not start our business to work more than we were at work. Like, we wanted the freedom. So that was what I've always focused on since I started my business. Also, I think that's just how my mind works too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk pricing. You kind of mentioned it just a little bit, but how were you pricing your boudoir sessions before we actually started working together?
So I had my like full sessions. I had two options. They could either do just the session, which included hair and makeup, mm-hmm. but no album or anything. And it included all the digitals. And that one they could book for like, I think it was $750. Mm-hmm. Or they could do the next one, which included the album. And that one was like $1,100. Mm-hmm. So that's where I had been for a while. It's so funny even now thinking back to that. And I'm like, oh my God, what was I doing?
Yep.
I was giving like sometimes 80 to 100 digitals that I was spending hours
fully retouching.
And yes. Now I'm like, oh my gosh, that's insane. And then I also did minis, and my minis would be these like marathon days, where like the last ones I did were our Halloween minis, and I charged like $350 for these. 150 of that went to hair and makeup.
Yeah.
And I was still giving them, I said 20 images and I could never narrow down. So I'd still end up getting them like 35 images.
Yeah.
So I was just, and I started getting this like, I don't like doing this. This doesn't feel good. I'm not making any money. There's so much work in it and I'm not benefiting from it. And so, yeah, that's where I was.
Yep. And you were just feeling like overwhelmed and tired and exhausted. And like, can you do this the rest of your life? Like, I remember the conversation. Like, it's just burnout. And I have seen, I'm actually making a post about this on for Instagram, but like, I've seen a bunch of photographers recently talking about the burnout and specifically about things like that. And several of them have like closed down their business because they were so burnout. So like, that's my mission. Let's not burn out. Let's give you your time back and still make money.
Yes. And I think another part of it that I started to realize last year too, was that giving that quantity of images wasn't letting me give the time to the images that I was delivering. And so it was getting to a point where I'm just trying to churn out photos that I don't feel proud of, or I don't feel like were my best work, or they didn't get the time they deserved. And so I had already known about doing more IPS and like selling prints and all of that. I just never jumped into it. But the more I started thinking about it, I was like, I would much rather deliver 5-10 images that are beautiful and like you would want to hang on your wall or you'd want in an album than 80 that are going to sit on a computer and you're going to pick 3 that you like anyway. So,
and to be honest, when you're giving clients that, and I've heard this from clients, like it's so overwhelming. They don't know how to pick. They don't know like what to do with the images. Like it's just overwhelming when you're giving them that many. They want your help. They want our help to figure out what they even need to do with them. Like
that's
our job.
Right.
So when you realized how much you actually needed to charge to make this work, like, did you have a little bit of sticker shock?
Yes. Well, you know the answer to this
yes,
one.
I do.
Now, I don't think at first. I think, honestly, at first, I was like, oh, yeah, I get it. I get all of the numbers work. Mm-hmm. I understand the math behind this. I felt, like, really energized about it. But then we talked about this a little bit the other day. I definitely, my energy ebbs and flows through the month like a roller coaster. And if you catch me in the right energy, I'm like, oh, I can do it. This is going to be great. And then 2 weeks later, I'm like sitting on the couch in a ball thinking I'm not worth that and I can't do it. So I had the numbers. I'm like, yes, I can make this happen. But then when it got down to actually building out like a pricing guide and like typing those numbers, I was like, I can't ask someone to spend hundreds of dollars on an album that they're getting. I think the biggest thing was the number of photos. I was like, how are they going to spend that much on 10 images? Like, until I started reminding myself that they're not just paying for a piece of paper or, you know, a digital file. It's artwork. And if you think of going to a gallery or anything, like, that's how artwork is priced. So yes, there's definitely sticker shock, and there is still day to day ebbs and flows of feeling okay with it.
Right. For sure. And do you feel like the support in the program is what helped you?
Oh, for sure. Because I knew, well, I think two ways about it. One, like, we had the call last week that was really helpful to just hear from both you and Jonna. Is that right?
Yep. Jonna.
About, I don't know, just kind of saying like, Carly, they're going to pay it. Like, don't even think about it. Don't question it. Like, don't stress about it. We're just going to tell you flat out, they're going to pay it. And I think sometimes I just need that. I also love being able to post on the Facebook group when I have like a win, because you all know what I'm talking about. You all know the world. Even if I go to my husband and say that, he's like, oh yeah, that's great.
but doesn't get it.
Yes, exactly. So I find that really helpful too.
Yeah, for sure. So we were talking about this before we started recording, but how has this transition been to actually charging these higher prices? Like, do you want to talk about the wins?
Yeah, I can definitely talk about wins. So I guess first of all, and this kind of goes, I think, with something we were going to talk about too, is the Black Friday sale. So if I can kind of merge those together.
Right.
So I started in your program, I think I just looked back, I think I joined in September. And I remember we had our first call in October because we were camping. So I was sitting in front of the camper as we were on the call. Yes. And you were saying, okay, I think the first thing you need to focus on is running your Black Friday sale, which was also very helpful because, as you know about me, I do have like shiny object syndrome. So I end up all over the place. Right. So having the focus. So I think that also helped me ease into it because I knew I was offering a discount, or like, it wasn't just right off the bat, we're flipping this around.
Right.
And I ended up booking, I think it was 17 sessions on Friday sale.
That's so awesome.
Amazing. All through, I did two in December, and then they're already booked for January, February, March, and April. And I think even just seeing the bookings come in was a boost to like, okay, this process, if I follow the process, then it's going to work.
Yep.
Because I did have that hesitation about like, how are they going to know that there's a minimum price? Are they reading the fine print? Are they getting all that information? And you just kept saying like, trust the process, trust the process. Yep. So that was a big win, was getting the bookings. And then I think my next win was when I did my first two sessions and I did the whole process. Like, we did the pricing sheet at the session. We did the reveal, they did their ordering. But what I learned when I did that was I was priced way too low because once they got the print credit and I covered hair and makeup, I'm not doing the math right now, but I probably made like $300. I was like, wait, this is worse than where I was before. And that's not how this is supposed to work. So then I realized for my next sessions, which were just last week, that I needed to up those prices to where I need to meet that sales average. So my one win, actually it was just today. She just bought the $1,200 album, which again, what I used to charge for an album was like $350, I think, as of 6 months ago.
Yep.
So that's a big deal. Big deal.
And that's one thing that I want to mention to everybody, like watching the YouTube video or listening to this podcast, is like, that's a big thing for me, is we go up in steps. Like, we're not just going to jump straight in. We want to build your confidence as we go. So don't think that if you join any of my programs or anything like that, we're just diving in. I'm going to help you get there with baby steps, because I personally did that. And I know that's easier than just jumping in. If you went in, like you, Carly, for example, if you went in to a ordering session trying to charge $3,000, you probably would have flipped out. Like, you couldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But we're doing these baby steps. And I really think that that's one of the things that helps my clients be as successful as they are, is because we're doing it in steps.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I also think one thing that I am proud of myself about is I've never had a problem trying things. So
yeah.
I know sometimes because I've coached other photographers too. And like, we have this fear of, well, if I build out this pricing guide or if I charge this and then I change it, like one client to the next doesn't really know any of that. So if I did, like I did those two sessions last Monday, my reveal was on Wednesday for one girl and I had one pricing guide. I tweaked it for the one I had today. So like they don't even realize that. And you can match your process to as your confidence grows. Cause I feel like my confidence grows with every session I'm doing.
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
And that's something I really want to talk about, is because like the way that we are pricing our sessions and the way that we go about all of this, you can make those adjustments without feeling shady or anything like that. Like you feel totally confident doing it. You're not changing the lowest price that they can buy. You're not changing the highest price. We're still in that same zone. We're just adjusting it to our business and our confidence as it grows. So we're not being shady about it. We're actually like, this is part of the process.
Yeah.
So I feel like we answered the next question, which was, what do you feel helped you have a successful sale? And I think that that was just like laying out the process and implementing and trusting.
And I also think too, that I do really appreciate that you give us all the things, like the email templates and the pricing template and all of that, because I'm not new to coaching at all. Like I've done a lot of different programs, and one of the things I really don't like is when you end up in one and they, and you don't have those materials, because I am a big picture person. I am not great at sitting there and drafting like, this is how the email should go. So to be able to just pull from that, or even like the way I designed the landing page and the website, so that I was able to build all of it and implement that Black Friday sale in like a week.
That's awesome. Yeah. And now that you've had it done, you can just turn everything to draft, and next time it'll take like an hour max.
Exactly.
So it's all ready to go for next time. That's how I've been doing it for 8 years now. So, because there's definitely no gatekeeping in my programs. So I think we've established this, but you are a member of Six Figure Simplified, and you definitely use the group a lot. And I love that. So what made you actually decide to take the leap and join? Was it that podcast or?
Honestly, so the podcast was definitely a catalyst, because one, it opened my eyes to like, oh, this is something I could do. And then from there, trying to think kind of what the next step was, and you probably know in your process, was there, oh no, I messaged you on Instagram.
Yes, I think
and
so.
You responded like right away and were helpful in those messages. And that was another piece where I, because again, this is not my first coaching program. The one where I booked all those weddings, that was because I had been in a program. And so I know that the way I always look at it, and although this could maybe run you down the wrong path, is the price for the coaching, how long would it take me to make that back? I knew I was already charging and making an average of $1,000 per boudoir session already. So I was like, okay, well, this isn't going to take me that long. Even if it, even if I book one or two with this process, like it's not going to take that long to make back. But that's not the only deciding factor. I also want to make sure I get, again, those like swipe files and templates, that's huge for me. And then having, I did not expect you to be as active in the group and in your DMs and everything, because that's rare. Like that really doesn't happen that much. So the fact that you were like responding to me and having that conversation before I even enrolled, that was a big deal too, because then I knew, okay, there's actual human to human support happening.
Absolutely. And I'm like, it took me a long time to decide to do a group program, because I was like, it's gonna, if I do this, I'm going full in. I know myself. And so I was like, this is gonna take up a lot of my time. Am I ready for it? It took me a long time to be ready for it, but now it's my favorite thing. Literally my favorite thing. And I'm glad to hear that you appreciate that, because I do put a lot of time in like the back end of it, like the support section of it. So,
well, because sometimes I have just random questions that if you're in a program that doesn't have that support, you send an email to info@whatever, and then you never hear anything, and you're trying, you know, you're in the midst of building this whole funnel, and it's that one piece that you need, and you can't figure it out. And so, like, even just posting in the Facebook group and just saying, hey, you know, where do you order this from, or where do you order that from, or is really helpful for me, because I'm a woman of questions.
I love it too. But the group calls, we do weekly group calls too. Right. So, and you are really good about coming to those, and I love that. So that is one of my favorite things, is just going to those group calls. And we've even extended them now so that they're hour long group calls weekly. So how do you think that your experience has been so far?
It's been great. And I only hesitated on that because I also feel like there's just a lot of growth too, that, isn't always easy. So it's been great.
Mindset.
The support is fantastic. There are growing pains as I kind of like push myself or navigate through something. Like, I don't get me wrong, when I have to try and now do my sales process completely differently, or have a pricing conversation in such a different way, or even after the session and I'm showing them the pricing guide, I am like freaking out. But I also, like I said, I know you get confident with each one. Absolutely. So there's a lot of doubt that's happened. There's a lot of nerves that have happened, but none of that's, I'm not new to that. Like, I feel like that's how you grow your business. You have to keep stepping out and doing something that feels uncomfortable. So
for sure. And I think you've done a really good job. Like, you have thrown your whole self into the program, and I'm super excited with how far you came. Like, anybody who asks me about the program, I almost always mention you. So
I am an all in kind of person. Like, if I sign up for something, I do, I go all in on it. Yeah. And I also like fast results. Like, I want it now.
Right.
And that sometimes is a downfall, but at the same time, that means, like, if I sign up for something like this, I also love that. Yes, we have these group coaching calls, but it wasn't like I had to wait for the material.
Right.
So, like, I could deep dive, and I'm the type of person that wants to watch every video back to back in 2 days straight and then start it.
Yep.
So I was able to do that. I also kind of gave myself a little bit of grace the other day, because even on the times where I'm like doubtful of something, I remembered, like, I just completely changed my entire sales process, the whole way I run this business, in the midst of my wedding season and the busiest time of year and my holiday season and my own personal holiday. Right. And it's gone fine. Everything's fine.
Yes. Yeah. And it went super smoothly, and you booked 17 sessions in a weekend. So, and I think, like, that's something I definitely want everyone to understand, is like, we have a kickoff call with this six-figure simplified program so that we can lay it out exactly what you need to work on. And I'm pretty sure that's what we did in our kickoff call, was just like, our focus needs to be getting sessions on the books. So Black Friday, even though we were 6 weeks out at that point, like, there's prep work with Black Friday. Oh, yeah. So we were focused on that then. And that's what I would do with anybody coming in right now, is like, here's how you can get some sessions booked right now. Like, if that's the goal, that's not always everybody's goal. Everybody's at a different level. Sometimes we're working on pricing, but with you, it was like sessions. So,
but I also think that sometimes when people are like, oh, I just want to work on pricing, I almost feel like that's a way of kind of shying behind actually putting it out there. It's almost like you have to book the sessions and then figure it out.
Exactly.
Because you have a deadline, a person showing up for a session. So you have got to figure it out before then. At least that's how I do it.
No, I love that thought process, because that's exactly right. Like, if you want to, like, let's just go all in, we'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah.
So I love that thought process. Well, anything else you want to add?
I feel like we covered a lot, and it was definitely a good summary of, like, where I am, because, like I said, even thinking about it, it was only September that we like connected and I joined and I've done all of this. I am excited to just, like, keep going through that process, because the Black Friday went so well. I think where I am right now is now starting to build some of those other foundational, like, marketing techniques that are going to bring in sessions just regularly. Like, I really loved the idea of the coupons for, you know, different like local businesses and just ideas like I'd never thought of before. So that's kind of my next step once I feel like I finalize this pricing stuff and then feel confident in the way the process is. I told my husband yesterday, I was like, I can't wait to have a pricing. It'll always change over time. But I think I'm finally getting close to like, okay, this one is good.
Yes. It'll so definitely, definitely change. But like you're like, I think once you get it figured out, what's going to change is just like increasing prices, not necessarily what's on it.
Because right now it's like every call I have, I'm doing something different. And I think that's where some stress comes from. But I also, then at the same time, I can like realize I can work on the fly pretty well. And then I also think, I don't think we touched on this much, but another piece I found helpful is not just the sales process, but the actual, like, who's retouching, or are you outsourcing retouching? How are you delivering the files? Where are you ordering your albums from? Because that's, I think sometimes we are like, okay, I've got the idea of the session and I've got the pricing, but all of the back end stuff I was doing in such a roundabout way. And now I'm really trying to refine, like, and I feel like I value my time better now too. Like, I'm not going to spend, I think we talked about this maybe 2 weeks ago, when I show them their images, I am still doing a soft like color correct, but that's it. Like there was the girl today that she had, like a couple bruises on her leg. And it's so hard for me to not want to like take those out because I'm showing her the images, but I'm finding that that's not an integral part of it's the process. And that'll happen when they choose the ones they actually want. So
It's definitely something like they're not even noticing it. They might ask, will that be retouched? But if you have told them, is this, are these are not retouched, they will be when you choose, they're totally fine with it. But I also understand that that's a hard thing for photographers to give up, because you've been giving 80 to 100 photos. You're like, I cannot. I cannot.
That is the biggest thing. And I told you last week too, the mindset when I was in that like funk, and then I logged into your program and the first videos, because I'd watched them months ago now, the first videos were like getting your mindset right. And I was like, okay, Tracy, I'll watch them again.
Okay, I guess I better.
I need to watch these every week to get started.
One more question that I just thought of that I wanted to ask was like, how has your family, your husband, like, how does he feel about like the success he's seen, like that weekend of 17 sessions? What did he think?
I think he's, it's funny, he's always been like my biggest supporter. And when I, even when I left my corporate job to go full time with this, he was the one person that I was like, I need you on my side. I don't care what anyone else thinks, but I need you to be on my team with this. And he does often come with questions. He comes with some hesitation. He's seen me try so many things. So there is a little bit of like, okay, like, let's see if it happens. And, I don't even honestly know if I really told him that I booked that many sessions. When you asked me that, I'm like, wow, I guess I should have told him that.
But, he would have celebrated for sure.
I know, I know. But more so, it's been since I've been having these sales and I'm going and telling him like right after I get off the call, I'm like, she just booked this, or she just bought the $1,200 album. And he's like he's celebratory in this passive way. He's like, I knew you could, I know you could. I knew that. So
I think that's even better.
Yes. That is so nice. And it's also, I think, helped us realize that like, I do have to focus on this being my business, because being, he's self-employed as well. So he and I both live this life of like trying to navigate family and business, and where our priorities are and where we need to spend time is a very fluid line. And I think now seeing like, oh wait, she's putting in the time and we're seeing the results. And that's been really good for both of us, because now I think he respects that work boundary a little bit more too. In ways that we just didn't have it as clear before. Now he's like, oh yeah, I'll be a stay-at-home dad while she brings all this.
Love it. I definitely love it. So I just want to thank you for coming on. I feel like We covered everything, and I really appreciate this. I think everyone's going to love this episode, but I just mostly want to tell you how proud I am of you, because I've definitely seen it as you've been in the program. I've seen where you started and where you are right now, and I love it.
Yes, I thank you so much too. And I knew that I've tried so many things that I thought would work. And this is the first one that I'm actually like, I do think honestly, a lot of that is from the support from you, because it keeps the accountability. Like, that's it. It's the support and it's the accountability, because you have to have both of those.
Yep, for sure. I agree 100% about that.
Awesome. Well,
thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Tracy.
I hope you enjoyed this episode with Carly. I had so much fun talking to her. And after this episode, we talked for another hour. I just really enjoy chatting with her. I think she's great. And I really hope you enjoyed hearing her experience in the program. And of course, if you want more information on my high-level program, Six Figure Simplified, be sure to click the link in the show notes and check it out, or DM me on Instagram at @itstracylynn. I would be more than happy to talk through the entire program with you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Sustainable Freedom with Boudoir Photography. Please be sure to rate and follow so that you never miss an episode. They drop every Thursday, and they're always full of super actionable information for you to apply right now in your boudoir business. Until then, make your next shoot your best shoot.